Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Well, our Lord laid much stress upon the inward worship of the heart. The Sermon on the Mount is an exposition with the Beatitudes as the text of the necessity of the heart service that one should have to God, which must precede all true public worship. It's why he said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Verse 21. Or he said, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. Verse 6. And every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Matthew 7, even in this sermon, verses 17 to 20. Christians need to see their quiet time as a higher priority than they regularly do. The whole of the Christian life should be a preparation for eternity, and that means working as much of God into the soul as possible with the little time we have here on earth. We must seek to diligently practice pondering the Word of God and do it most effectively, knowing that our life is a race, Hebrews 12 and verse 1. And it's a race to our final destination before the judgment seat of God. As a result, quiet time should hold the highest priority for every believer. And structuring time is very important in this way in order to go into our closets. The place of quiet time is certainly a significant factor and should be private, away from other people and noise. Isaac went into the fields. Christ went into the garden. Then David went into his chamber, Psalm 4 and verse 4. Our Savior bids us to enter into our closet and shut the door. Ideally, the place should be removed from anything which might distract us. So consider, the time of day is also a significant factor for private worship. Considering that, some people believe the best time is in the morning because it is the first fruits of the day, and if the first fruits are holy, the rest of the day is sanctified by morning devotions. This is substantiated by many scriptures that speak to it. An advantage to early morning is that our thoughts are not yet occupied with matters of daily life throughout the day. Putting ourselves in a godly mindset first thing in the morning tends to influence the whole day to keep our thoughts Godward. But this is not a universal rule for all aspects of devotions. For example, Isaac also went forth in the evening to meditate. Genesis 24, 63. Morning and evening are both scriptural times. How long should one spend in quiet time? Well, there are several phases to quiet time, such as preparation, considerations, resolutions in it. Half an hour might be suggested as a starting point for beginners, and an hour for those that are more seasoned to prayer, Bible reading, and meditation. For the duration that our heart is moved by God's Spirit in us in communion with Him, we should continue in it. It might be longer, might be shorter, simply depends. It is a daily resolve and duty. If this is something we need to do every day, we want to do it in a way that's most beneficial. How can one make the most of his time while being wise about the way they handle it? Well, three things should be noted here concerning quiet time. The frequency of quiet time, the continuance of quiet time, and the seasons when Christians most find their souls advantaged by it. Morning, evening, night, and the Sabbath day are the most proper times for it. Scripture makes reference to the frequency of quiet time in general terms, just in general terms. The Bible tells us that a godly man meditates in his law day and night. Psalm 1, verse 2. And as for his own practice, although he had the business of a kingdom to run and the pleasure of the court to divert him, David says, it is my meditation all the day. This implies the constant disposition of his soul to the duty, and that he was accustomed to setting apart some portion of every day for its performance. Paul says to pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17, which shows a constant disposition to the practice. God tells Joshua that this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Joshua 1:8. Showing it should not just be read, but considered and revisited constantly. an objection comes up. I might not be in the right frame of mind for quiet time, making it more difficult. How can I see that meditation and memorization of the word, how can I make it easier for me? Well, consider first the frequency of quiet time. We are more fitted for its exercise the more we do it. People who jog every day are naturally more fit for the task. Likewise, with the daily practice of quiet time, our thoughts will be more consistent and more improved and ripened for its exercise. Those that neglect it for a while will find Bible reading, prayer, and meditation less enjoyable than they become burdensome because of disuse. Another objection arises. Someone says, sometimes I have to work or I have something that hinders me from having quiet time. Is that detrimental? Well, long interruptions of quiet time definitely hinder its fruit. When we allow large gaps between our regular and consistent practice of quiet time, we lose the benefit of former times, and then we neglect the commanded duty itself. If we don't maintain our body with food and exercise tomorrow and the day after, we grow weaker. Our physical body requires regular nourishment, otherwise our health deteriorates. In the same way, Christians must be nourished in their quiet time each day. And if it's neglected for many days, its benefit will be lost and the soul will grow weak and malnourished. If the bird leaves her nest for a long space, the eggs chill and are not fit for production. But with constant incubation, chicks are born. She has to sit on the eggs. When Christians disregard their quiet time for a while, their affections chill and they grow cold. They are not fit to produce holiness and comfort to their souls. Well, how long should that quiet time actually be? Well, such will often take a goodly amount of time each day. Depends on the person. You should sit with the Lord until you find some spiritual benefit conveyed to your soul. That's a difficult thing. Man's nature dislikes spiritual disciplines. We can quickly grow weary of them. But when we raise a few signs of smoke in our fire towards God, some sparks are kindled, and at last a flame of holy affection directs its way towards God. We should not ordinarily leave the work until the flame has ignited. So what is really the best time of day for quiet time? Well, there are some prime seasons for quiet time, as we said. The morning, after the body is rested, it's a fit time to spend with God. We should place our virgin thoughts on Him and on His Word, honoring the Lord with the first use of our mind, heart, and affections. Solomon, speaking of the law of God, says, when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. Proverbs 6:22. As servants come to their masters in the morning to receive instructions from them, so a gracious heart takes directions from God's word in the morning as to how he should manage himself throughout the day. Another season for quiet time is the evening. For this we have the example of Isaac recorded in Scripture that he went out to meditate at the eventide, Genesis 24:63, as we mentioned. In the night, when we go to bed, it's a time that can be spent thinking about and praying to God. We have a command from the Lord for this. Commune with your own hearts upon your beds and be still. Psalm 4:4. At this time, our soul is sequestered from the business of the outside world. We can retire from the noise of the day and can therefore be less distracted. Not only that, but when the curtain of darkness is drawn over the world, our hearts are more likely to be filled with the righteous fear of God and our souls more composed. He says in verse 4 of Psalm 4, stand in awe and sin not. That's how he begins. Commune with your own hearts upon your beds. The bed is an image and representation of the grave. And at such a time, a man is more serious and composed in his work. David says, my reins also instruct me in the night season, Psalm 16, verse 7. Meaning that David's inward thoughts directed him toward God in the evening hours. Are there any other times which we might consider as important times for having quiet time? Well, special consideration of quiet time is made on the Lord's Day, because our mind and heart should be especially centered on God on the day when our Savior rose from the dead, and our thoughts should naturally be turned heavenward. Might we take some of these simple suggestions and put them into practice that we might have a more helpful quiet time?